Welcome to your latest installment of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratore, coming to you on behalf of Financial Services Online. We have vital updates from the dynamic insurance industry, so let's get started. From our first story this week, we saw the Australian Financial Complaints Authority stepping in, ensuring accountability within the sector. Insurance giant QBE has been directed to pay an additional $65,000 in compensation to a Tasmanian policyholder. This extra payout arises due to delays in repairing a fire-damaged bed and breakfast owned by the claimant. The lapse came about after the departure of a loss adjuster, causing considerable, needless delays. QBE was found accountable for not adequately overseeing its third-party adjusters, despite not being directly responsible for the disruption. Customers can look forward to their beloved bed and breakfast being restored, with completion expected later this year. Next, we turn our attention to the building industry in New South Wales. The State Insurance Regulatory Authority, or CERA as it is commonly known, revealed that 9 building companies failed to acquire the mandatory home building compensation insurance during their audit. This non-compliance affects 131 residential projects and serves as a stark reminder of the necessity of such insurance for projects over $20,000. Builders have been warned to adhere to insurance compliance or face serious repercussions. David Chandler, the NSW Building Commissioner, is collaborating closely with housing associations to enhance building and insurance regulations. This move underscores CERA's commitment to maintaining consumer trust in the construction industry. Coming up next, a rather unsettling scenario for any vacationer. A Melbourne couple faced a financial setback when their travel insurance claim was denied by Tokio Marine and Nichido Fire Insurance following an early return from their Bali trip due to a medical emergency. It appears that the distinction between single-trip and multi-trip coverage was the bone of contention. In this case, understanding the fine print of your travel insurance policy is crucial. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority upheld the insurer's decision, pressing upon travelers the undeniable importance of clarity about their insurance coverage details before setting off on their journeys. Finally, on a positive note, MetLife Australia has implemented revolutionary leave policies designed to foster an inclusive work environment. Notably, they are offering leave for menopause, fertility issues, and gender affirmation, and they will soon expand their paid parental leave provisions. These changes are data-driven, based on research on their Workforce and Diversity Council Australia's surveys. With these measures, MetLife aims to ensure employee engagement, retention, and attraction of top talent, truly setting an example for others in the industry. That concludes your weekly insurance news wrap. Remember to stay informed, stay insured. For comprehensive personal and business insurance solutions, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratore. Thank you for tuning in. Until next week, stay safe.